Blackstone Audio presents Double Star by Robert A. Heinlein. This book is read by Tom Weiner. To Henry and Catherine Kuttner. 1. If a man walks in dressed like a hick and acting as if he owned the place, he's a spaceman. It is a logical necessity. His profession makes him feel like boss of all creation. When he sets foot dirtside, he is slumming among the peasants. As for his sartorial inelegance, a man who is in uniform 9/10 of the time and is more used to deep space than to civilization can hardly be expected to know how to dress properly. He is a sucker for the alleged tailors who swarm around every spaceport peddling ground outfits. I could see that this big-boned fellow had been dressed by Omar the tent-maker, padded shoulders that were too big to start with, shorts cut so that they crawled up his hairy thighs as he sat down, a ruffled chemise that might have looked well on Cow. But I kept my opinion to myself and bought him a drink with my last half-imperial, considering it an investment, spacemen being the way they are about money. "Hot jets," I said as we touched glasses. He gave me a quick glance. That was my initial mistake in dealing with Dak Broadbent. Instead of answering clear space or safe grounding, as he should have, he looked me over and said softly,
"A nice sentiment, but to the wrong man. I've never been out."
That was another good place to keep my mouth shut. Spacemen did not often come to the bar of Casa Mañana. It was not their sort of hotel, and it's miles from the port. When one shows up in ground clothes, seeks a dark corner of the bar, and objects to being called a spaceman, that's his business. I had picked that spot myself so that I could see without being seen. I owed a little money here and there at the time. Nothing important.